My mother made a pudding, a plum pudding for Christmas, which had come down from my great grandmother, and I have the recipe in mother's handwriting, which we use every year.
Yes, we do. And all of the grand, well, not all of the granddaughters. There's eight, I think, granddaughters that are from my grandmother, from mother's mother. And we all cook plum pudding from that recipe. And I've copied it and sent it to all my cousins. And it's included in mother's book that we did. It's the last page of mother's book. And it was particularly wonderful to have it in grandma's handwriting because, as we mentioned, she lost her eyesight. And years before, and she didn't think, she could write legibly. Well, it's very legibly written, and she was just an amazing person. So it's kind of wonderful. I just talked to a cousin of mine who lives in Virginia, and Candace said to me, just out of nowhere on the conversation last week, and I'm cooking grandma's pudding for Christmas Eve. I always cook it every year.
And she's my younger brother's daughter.
Didn't you have family up from Seattle, some of your cousins
Oh,
and aunts and uncles?
my mother's brothers. Mother had four brothers, and we were all very good friends. And at Christmas time, of course, the children had time out from school, and we often had the house full of cousins for Christmas. It was lots of fun.